33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. Research shows that if a person is experiencing psychosis and gets early treatment, they have a much better chance of leading a normal life. But for many rural Texans, access to that kind of care may be nearly impossible. However, that may be about to change for a lot of rural Texans. State health officials announcing a major new initiative this week, one that's winning applause from groups like the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI. In our spotlight on health, Greg Hench. He is executive director of NAMI Texas. Greg, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thank you, sir.
How difficult can it be for rural Texans to get treatment for early onset psychosis or in general? I mean, when we say early treatment, what are we talking about?
Well, it can be very hard to access the right care at the right time, especially for rural Texans. Texas has an overall shortage of mental health professionals. You know, most of the counties in our state don't have psychiatrists, and that's just one form of care. It's not always the right form of care. What research shows is that there's a particular package of services that is shown to be most beneficial for people when they're experiencing early psychosis.
Time is of the essence.
Time is very much of the essence.
Okay, so what is it that the state now says it wants to do to help rural Texans?
So Texas was able to secure $4 million from the federal government, SAMHSA, which is the Federal Mental Health and Substance Abuse Agency, and they're using that money to expand access to the right care for rural Texans. So that's going to allow for the establishment of 13 coordinated specialty care teams.
Wow.
Coordinated specialty care is shown to be the gold standard in care for people experiencing early psychosis.
Now, I have to say, I'm kind of struck by the fact that we're talking about 13 specialty care centers. Is that what we're talking about?
Teams, yeah.
Teams. Okay. What about, I mean, do these sorts of teams exist elsewhere in Texas, not in rural Texas?
Yeah. There are 12 existing teams at 10 sites around Texas. They're largely concentrated in urban areas. Austin has one. Houston and Dallas each have two. And these are teams that came on board shortly after Congress required states to set aside a certain percentage of their federal mental health block grant dollars specifically for coordinated specialty care.
I don't want to ask an ugly question, but I suppose we do need to sort of define our terms here. When we're talking about psychosis, what are we talking about?
So, you know, psychosis is a symptom. It's not a diagnosis. And it essentially means losing touch with reality. So it really falls into two common buckets, delusions, which are seeing or hearing things that aren't there, rather hallucinations. And then that's what hallucinations are. Delusions are false beliefs. So it's losing touch with reality, and it can be profoundly disabling, confusing, and can cause a person to lose connection with the social fabric of their lives. And this is what coordinated specialty care helps to interrupt.
How does someone access a service like that? Do you have to be referred by someone else, or, I mean, does law enforcement ever play a role here, or what?
It is law enforcement, it's homeless shelters. It is mental health hospitals, because these are the places where people with untreated or undertreated psychosis are commonly ending up. So there's this referral network that gets built through natural systems where people are going to get referred to this gold standard in care. And it's a really exciting time because we've finally realized through research that this is what works best for people. And just over the last 5 years, we've started to trickle towards ensuring that people can receive that care. But still, after this recent appropriation, we're still only going to see about 20% of the needed capacity met. So it's something that it needs to continue to be worked on.
Only 20%? That's surprising to me.
So these additional 13 teams will serve about 720 additional people. Texas is currently serving about 500 people. We need capacity for about 6,000 people at any given time. So we still have a long way to go. Early intervention is the philosophy that's guiding this sort of new approach, and we're moving towards that slowly but surely, and this recent development is a big step in the right direction.
Certainly, it seems to be. I suppose something that sort of strikes my curiosity is this seems awfully forward-thinking for a place that doesn't have much of a reputation for taking these sorts of bold steps. Why is it working, I guess, is the question that I'm trying to get at, and you're nodding your head.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, our state leadership has come around to the notion that early intervention should be a priority. We have strong leadership in our state health agency who recognizes the value of this particular type of service. And our legislature is coming around too. You know, a lot was done in the recent legislative session to bolster mental health services in schools, for example. We tried to get the legislature to invest in basically what HHSC is using federal dollars to invest in. And unfortunately, that argument in this recent legislative session didn't resonate. But we have the good news of they were working all that time, they were working with the federal government to make these services available. So hopefully in the next legislative session, we can get the Texas legislature to step up to the plate, because there's still a gap here in everyone who needs this care being able to access it.
Greg Hanch is executive director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI, Texas. Greg, good to see you again. Thank you so much for stopping into our studios.
Oh, thanks for having me in.